Kimbell Royalty bets $215 million on fragmented mineral rights consolidation across four basins. Kimbell Royalty partners just signaled that the fragmented mineral rights market is ripe for industrial-scale consolidation. The partnership's $215.4 million drop-down transaction adds acreage across Eagle Ford, Permian, Midcon, and Appalachia, extending its footprint to more than 3 million gross acres and over 29,000 gross producing wells. The deal represents a calculated bet that scattered royalty interests can be aggregated into institutional-grade cash flow engines at accretive valuations, while upstream operators face capital discipline pressure. The transaction underscores a structural shift in energy market dynamics. With operators slashing costs by 30% or more in plays like the Permian, royalty aggregators can acquire income streams from operators focused on inventory depth rather than acreage expansion. This creates a natural counterparty dynamic where mineral owners seeking liquidity meet institutional capital hunting yield with minimal operational risk. The drop-down structure matters. Kimbell is accessing capital from its operating partnership to acquire assets that immediately contribute production revenue without drilling risk. At roughly $7,200 per flowing well based on the 29,000 well count, the implied per well economics suggest Kimbell is paying for established production rather than speculative upside. This compares favorably to recent upstream transactions where buyers paid multiples of flowing production for unproven inventory. Why this matters extends beyond Kimbell. The U.S. mineral rights market remains highly fragmented, with thousands of small family trusts, estates, and individual owners holding interests across major basins. Institutional aggregation of these scattered interests creates liquidity in an otherwise illiquid asset class, while providing professional management and tax efficiency that individual owners cannot replicate at scale. The royalty aggregation playbook goes national Kimbell's multi-basin approach deserves scrutiny. Rather than concentrating capital in a single play, the partnership is diversifying across four distinct geological provinces with materially different operator profiles, commodity mixes, and regulatory environments. Eagle Ford delivers liquids-rich production. Permian offers the deepest inventory benches in North America. Midcon and Appalachia provide natural gas exposure with infrastructure connectivity to growing LNG export capacity. This geographic spread mitigates basis risk and operator concentration. A single partnership holding mineral interests across multiple basins can weather localized infrastructure bottlenecks, weather disruptions, or regulatory changes that would devastate a concentrated position. The 3 million gross acre figure translates to roughly 4,700 square miles of mineral interest exposure, equivalent to the land area of Connecticut. The 29,000 producing well count provides immediate cash flow visibility. Unlike upstream operators who must invest heavily in drilling and completion before seeing production, royalty holders receive payments based on existing production with zero capital obligation. This creates a fundamentally different return profile, where cash flows arrive day one with no geological execution risk. The valuation math suggests rational pricing. At $215.4 million for 29,000 wells, Kimbell paid approximately $7,200 per producing well on a gross basis. Industry observers should adjust this figure for Kimbell's net revenue interest, which typically ranges from 1 to 5% of gross production depending on lease terms. Even assuming a conservative 2% average net revenue interest across the portfolio, the implied multiple remains attractive relative to upstream acquisition comparables, where buyers routinely pay 8 to 12 times forward cash flow for operated assets. Operator cost deflation meets royalty margin expansion. The timing aligns with a structural cost reset across U.S. Unconventional basins. Major operators have reported drilling and completion cost reductions exceeding 30% since 2023 through supply chain optimization, pad drilling efficiency, and completion design evolution. These savings flow directly to mineral owners as operators maintain or increase drilling activity at lower break-even prices. Consider the operator perspective. A Permian producer cutting per well costs from $8 million to $5.6 million can drill 43% more wells with the same capital budget. Royalty owners benefit from the increased well count without bearing any cost reduction risk. This creates an asymmetric payoff where mineral holders capture upside from operational efficiency without participating in execution challenges. The manufacturing parallel deserves mention. Just as industrial manufacturers are realigning production closer to end customers to reduce logistics costs and improve responsiveness, energy operators are concentrating capital in their most efficient acreage blocks. This mirrors the strategic investment by companies like AGI, which committed multi-million dollar manufacturing investments to position production closer to U.S. customers in Kansas, strengthening operational networks and delivery speed. The principle translates directly to oil and gas. Capital follows efficiency, and efficiency concentrates in proven core acreage where operators hold deep inventory. Kimbell benefits from this efficiency wave. Operators drilling in Tier 1 acreage within Kimbell's mineral footprint are likely achieving the best-in-class well economics, maximizing production volumes and accelerating payout periods. Higher production volumes directly increase royalty payments under standard lease structures, where mineral owners receive a percentage of revenue at the wellhead. The industrial services parallel the Kimbell transaction reflects broader industrial consolidation trends visible across business services and manufacturing. Coalesce Capital recently backed Examinetics in acquiring Progressive Safety and Jurgil, consolidating occupational health solutions into a larger platform based in Overland Park, Kansas. The pattern repeats. Fragmented service providers get rolled up by institutional capital seeking scale economies and cross-selling opportunities. Mineral rights follow identical logic. Thousands of small mineral owners lack the expertise, technology, or scale to maximize lease terms, audit production statements, or negotiate favorable royalty rates. Institutional aggregators like Kimbell bring professional land management, legal resources, and operator relationships that individual owners cannot replicate. This expertise gap creates persistent valuation arbitrage, where informed buyers can acquire assets below intrinsic value from sellers lacking market knowledge. The occupational health services model offers instructive parallels. Examinetics aggregates safety testing services across multiple industrial clients, creating route density and equipment utilization that standalone operators cannot achieve. Kimbell aggregates mineral interests across multiple operators and basins, creating negotiating leverage and operational oversight capabilities that scattered individual owners lack entirely. The global raw materials context, the strategic importance of raw material aggregation, extends beyond energy. Australia's scrap metal recycling industry now generates approximately $101 million in annual revenue for leading operators like Manhari Recycling, transforming domestic waste into export commodities that supply Asian manufacturing from India to China and Southeast Asia. Old cars, appliances, and demolished buildings become feedstock for skyscrapers, infrastructure, and renewable energy projects overseas. The economic principle mirrors mineral rights aggregation. Scattered, low-value assets gain substantial worth when professionally collected, processed, and delivered to end users at scale. Australian scrap metal exporters recognize that what domestic markets consider junk represented valuable raw materials for manufacturing economies building cities and infrastructure. Energy mineral aggregators recognize that scattered royalty interests individual families view as modest supplemental income, represent institutional quality cash flow streams when aggregated at scale. Both models transform fragmentation into value. The scrap metal operator investing in collection networks, processing equipment, and export logistics captures margin that individual metal owners cannot access. The mineral aggregator investing in land databases, title work, and operator relationships captures value that individual mineral owners cannot realize selling interests piecemeal. Capital allocation in the new energy economy, the drop-down structure provides Kimbell with flexible capital access. Rather than tapping debt markets or issuing equity at potentially dilutive valuations, the partnership leverages its existing balance sheet to acquire income-producing assets from affiliated entities. This internal capital recycling reduces transaction friction and eliminates third-party financing contingencies that complicate traditional mergers and acquisitions. Institutional investors should note the cash flow stability profile. Royalty streams from 29,000 producing wells across four basins deliver diversified, low-decline revenue with zero capital reinvestment requirements. This contrasts sharply with upstream operators who must continuously reinvest 60 to 80% of operating cash flow into drilling and completion activity just to maintain flat production. The multiple arbitrage potential remains significant. Public market investors often assign upstream operators enterprise value multiples of 3 to 5 times EBITDA, reflecting capital intensity, execution risk, and commodity price volatility. Pure-play royalty trusts and mineral aggregators can trade at 8 to 12 times distributable cash flow when markets recognize the capital-light, low-risk profile. Kimbell's ability to acquire assets privately at attractive valuations and hold them within a publicly traded structure creates structural alpha for patient capital. The Plaquemium view the Kimbell dropped on Telegraph's three investment themes that institutional capital should monitor closely. First, mineral rights aggregation represents one of the last fragmented industrial asset classes in North America, where professional management and technology create persistent valuation gaps. The market structure favors informed buyers with patient capital and operational expertise over scattered individual sellers lacking market access. Second, the royalty model offers genuine inflation protection that fixed-income alternatives cannot replicate. As commodity prices rise, royalty payments increase proportionally without corresponding cost inflation, since mineral owners bear zero operating expenses. This creates real return stability in inflationary environments where bonds suffer negative real yields. Third, the multi-basin strategy deserves replication across other industrial sectors, where geographic diversification reduces single-point failure risk. Just as Kimbell spreads geological risk across Eagle Ford, Permian, Midcon, and Appalachia, industrial investors should seek businesses with revenue streams diversified across regulatory jurisdictions, customer segments, and end markets. The transaction also signals operator behavior worth monitoring. If upstream companies continue achieving 30% cost reductions while maintaining capital discipline, well counts will rise without proportional capital increases. Royalty owners capture this upside directly. Institutional investors should overweight royalty exposure relative to operated upstream positions to harvest this efficiency dividend without bearing execution risk. The valuation spread between upstream operators and royalty aggregators will compress as the market recognizes the structural advantages of capital-light mineral ownership. Forward-looking investors should establish positions now while the arbitrage remains wide. The $215.4 million Kimbell transaction represents a data point, not an outlier, in what will become sustained institutional flows into mineral aggregation over the next 24 to 36 months. The bottom line, fragmentation creates opportunity the scattered structure of U.S. mineral rights ownership creates persistent inefficiency that institutional capital can exploit systematically. Kimbell's $215.4 million dropdown demonstrates the playbook. Acquire diversified production from fragmented sellers, aggregate into professionally managed portfolios, and deliver stable cash distributions to institutional investors seeking inflation-protected yield. As upstream operators achieve further cost deflation, royalty margins will expand without corresponding capital requirements. The parallel to industrial services consolidation and global raw materials aggregation confirms the broader pattern. Fragmented asset classes with professional management gaps reward investors who bring operational expertise, patient capital, and systematic acquisition strategies. Energy mineral rights represent a $50 billion addressable market based on conservative estimates of U.S. unconventional production, value attributable to royalty interests. Kimbell just added $215 million of that total to its institutional platform. The aggregation cycle is beginning, not ending. Institutional allocators should evaluate dedicated mineral aggregation strategies as portfolio diversifiers offering equity-like returns with bond-like volatility profiles. The asset class deserves standalone allocation within alternative sleeves, particularly for investors seeking inflation protection and cash yield without operational complexity. The next wave of consolidation is coming, and the fragmented structure guarantees decades of acquisition runway for disciplined buyers.